75-year-old Ivan Pettit is officially retired from his job as an environmental regulator, but he hasn't stopped monitoring streams, promoting recycling, and solving a nagging safety issue in his state. On a sunny day in Oil Creek State Park in northeast Pennsylvania, he drops a stone down a corroded pipe.
Okay, go.
Pettit is estimating the depth of this remnant of an old oil well. It's one of thousands of abandoned oil wells in this region. The wells date as far back as 1859. Pettit and a team of senior volunteers regularly hunt for old wells. The seniors' work improves water quality and safety for hikers and hunters. And Pettit says it keeps him fit.
Well, it is work that I have always enjoyed doing, as well as getting you outdoors and being able to observe the things that's going on around you, that it's not a sedentary task whatsoever.
Pettit belongs to the National Environmental Alliance for Senior Involvement. The group claims members as young as 55. Pennsylvania has the third highest number of residents older than 60 among U.S. states. Its active senior environmental corps is touted as a national model and has been honored by the United Nations Environmental Program. But senior groups across the nation are working on environmental problems. In Cape Cod, they monitor West Nile virus. Seniors clean hazardous waste sites in Indiana. Michigan volunteers install solar water heaters on poor people's homes. It's a fast-growing program. In 1993, 26 older adults made up the Senior Environment Corps. A decade later, over 100,000 were involved in work across the country. Ivan Pettit's work, looking for old oil wells, is the kind of effort that makes a real difference. Besides being a hazard for hikers and hunters, some of the old wells seep oil into the ground, and it gets into streams. In less than 2 years, the seniors have found almost 200 wells. Environmental Alliance for Senior Involvement President Tom Benjamin compares that to two college interns who worked full-time one summer and found fewer than 50.
Most of these individuals that were volunteers know that community and know the area. They grew up there. They hunted those woods. They know what an oil well looks like. So they have some instant recognition.
Every other week from spring to fall, the well hunters line up horizontally 20 feet apart and comb a section of forest. Some well holes are several feet across and 20 feet deep. Others have narrow openings, but drop as deep as 1,000 feet. Evelyn Kolajczyk and her husband John lead Ivan Pettit and other volunteers in seeking out the wells and marking coordinates.
Okay. Longitude is
79.
For both Evelyn and John Kolajczyk, well hunting and other environmental projects are an extension of teaching high school science for 30 years. Evelyn once aimed to spark interest in many young minds. Now she feels she's working on a smaller scale, but hopes to remain effective.
You know, I belong to Audubon. Used to belong to a lot of other environmental organizations, and it just seemed like you needed to do something that was going to make a difference. I never had any money to donate to all of these causes. And you want to do something that an individual can do.
Recently, the seniors saw the results of well hunting. They found sensitive species in a stream that had once been polluted. Several oil wells nearby had been sealed with cement to keep acid mine drainage out of the water.
And the first year that we tested it for aquatic life, there was almost nothing there. And yesterday when we were there, we had better diversity in that stream than we have in some of our streams that we test all along that we know don't have those kinds of problems. So they have made a significant difference on that stream by plugging those wells. It's remarkable.
And it's the kind of reward that these senior citizen volunteers had hoped for. Making a difference in their part of the world. For the GLRC, I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan.